Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
Welcome to MGP 502. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 See, I could do that one first time. This is the returning week. Best thing for on podcast is... See, I can do it now. The best thing for on podcast is back this week. Me and Sheepdog have just recorded it before doing this. And oh my word, how many times did I have to try and say best thing from? Because I just can't do it. I've mastered it now. I've got it. But it turns out that years ago when we used to do it originally, that was before I learned to say my THs. So the intro that I used to do, I now can't do because I can't do it at that speed while saying my TH properly on thing. So I just kept falling over my own tongue over and over again to the point where we thought Sheepdog was going to have to do it, at which point I threatened to leave everything and scrap the video and just bid everything off. But we eventually got it done. But yeah, that was a disaster.
He did also claim that it's the first time he's done a podcast with me in 10 years. And I had to point out we've been doing this for 10 years. I don't know what he was doing. I was talking to Steve. It was nonsense.
I was talking to Steve, not Sheepdog. I haven't done a podcast with Steve for 10 years.
Very true. Steve's long gone.
Well, Steve is the guy who's on Best Thing From with me.
But you introduced me as Sheepdog, which threw me. I was like,
Steve's nickname.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, if I'd have said I'm Kev and then stopped, would you've gone I'm Steve or I'm Sheepdog?
I asked you what you were going
to
do.
Yeah, because, and I refused to answer.
Yeah, I would have probably gone and I'm Sheepdog, I think.
He's forgotten his own real name.
I know. Forgotten where I come from.
When we were in Swansea, in fact, it was when we were on the way back from Swansea, he did give his name as Steve at a Starbucks, which I thought was completely bonkers.
My brain flipped. She said, "What's the name for the drink?" And I just went, Steve. And then
I'd not told him it all weekend. So I don't know where it came from. He just plucked Steve out of nowhere for the first time in many a long year.
Oh, it was weird. I don't know what was going through my head. And I panicked. I just didn't want to let the woman down. She might have been a fan.
What I would suggest you all do this weekend, boys and girls out there in listener land, if you want to treat yourself right this weekend, find yourself a Starbucks or a Costa, maybe even a Cafe Nero if you want to be fancy, go in there, order yourself a coffee, and when they ask for your name, just say it's Steve and pretend to be Sheepdog and you'll have a lovely old time. I want you tweeting at RB6K with pictures of your cup with Steve written on it from various coffee shops around the world. That would make my day.
Double points if you get one with Sheepdog written on. I'd feel it was quite good if everyone just started ordering their drinks as Sheepdog.
You'd hate that because then you wouldn't ever know which one was your drink in the shop.
Well, no, because what I'd actually do is I would get in touch with Starbucks and I would say, I don't want to be a pain, but I buy a lot of coffee from you lot and I haven't got any, I've never brought my loyalty card with me, but here's all the pictures of them. Could you just total these up and put them on a card for me? Because I've got photographic evidence with my name on it, they might go, yeah, go on. Here's 800 cups worth of points. And I'm always playing the long con, Kev. You know how it works.
What do those points mean anything at Starbucks? Do you get free coffees off the back
of that? I don't know. I assume so. If they don't have a loyalty card thing, then let's all go to Costa. I'm not fussy. I am fussy, actually.
You've always said you hate Costa because of all the flies.
I mean, I literally tweeted earlier today, if I ever ask for Tetley tea, just assume that I'm being held hostage and I never want Tetleys. And if I ever did order it, it's an imposter or there's something wrong and you need to get the police immediately. But same probably goes for Costa, to be fair. If I'm ever excited for one, it's a ruse, there's something going on, or I'm just not very well. I don't know.
We did have Costa in Swansea just before you had your litre of milk. So
you for a Starbucks though.
You looked very hard. We just went into the Costa that was right there because we were thirsty. We needed beverages. How are we all on this fine week anyway, boys and girls? Are we all having a delightful time?
Yeah, sure.
Splendid.
Bit of quick week. I was shocked it was Friday this morning. My kids have been off all week, and I feel like it's been the longest week. It's holidays, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, February.
We know it, Anna? Don't we know it's the holidays after our experience at the gym today?
Yes.
we've been going swimming most mornings because we like a little splash around. I like a steam. It's good for my complexion and my lungs. And we went swimming this morning, and I was still in the changing room getting my ear lotion in so that I don't flood my ears and get earache, because I am a very sensitive boy. And as I'm stood there in the changing rooms, I just heard from the doorway, "Kevin! Kevin!" Anna was at the door of the gents yelling for me, weren't you, Anna?
Yep.
Why were you yelling for me?
It was just a pool full of children.
Yeah, in our gym children. That we pay an exorbitant amount of money for us to go to this health club. And, we got there and the pool was just full of little tiny people. So you didn't want to go swimming, did you? Because of all the splashy splashes. Splashing.
I don't think it was a splashing.
It's not that. It's I don't like it because I can only breaststroke. So I don't like the water going in my face because no one will be still. And it was just full of children. I can't be doing with children and old people. It's spotted around.
The worst two groups of people. Children, I mean, and the elderly.
The gym's always full of old people. We go on pensioners' hours when we go to the gym.
Yeah, but they're quite slow and just stand in the corner and talk. But children.
I did get told off by an old person the other day for being in the wrong part of the pool.
You should have just splashed water in their face instead of just probably passed out from the force.
Because there's only one set of steps to get in and out of the pool. So you have to walk through where they're doing their aqua aerobic session to get the swimming lanes.
There's not even a ladder, is there?
No, and I tried getting out once, and it was like watching a walrus clamber out of a paddling pool.
Are you talking about me?
No, me! The time I had to climb out on my own, and I just kind of got beached on the side of the pool. I couldn't get to my feet. I had to sliver like a snake to get to a chair. Pull myself up off the floor. Yeah, it wasn't fun. So I need to use the stairs. So I had to duck under the rope and go through the aqua aerobics class. And the old lady was not very happy about it. And apparently when Anna was in the changing room afterwards, there was lots of talk about people ruining the gym with getting in the way.
You got to get in the habit of putting them in their place. I one of the things, because I used to get a little bit awkward going into Tesco's after the pandemic, it used to just give me a bit of anxiety. But the thing that got me over it was the amount of times I just laid into some elderly people for being rude. It was extremely fun. I'd go in there, they'd be being rude to the staff, and I'd just step in and be like, "I don't know who the hell you think you are." And I'd just start telling them off, and everyone would be like, "Yeah." And that got me back into being out in public because I was just like, yeah, I can just tell people off. It's brilliant. Especially when they're just horrible old people who moan. So yeah, next time, Kev.
Yeah, but old people are the lifeblood of a gym between the hours of 10 and 4. So yeah. if I try and take on the old people, I'm just going to get myself thrown out. There's more of them than there is of me.
I think the gym probably resent that. I think if they get rid of them, they'd get all the people who come in buying all the protein and stuff. And
yeah, but they've got jobs during the day. The daytime clientele is pensioners and me
and Anna.
Not
the real pros. Now you're going to the wrong gym. All the real workout people are at some other gym down the road, where if an old person tried to get in, they'd snap them in half.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to a real gym. We go to a health club.
Yeah, exactly. So.
We want a place with a sauna and massages. We're not really there to sweat.
Hey,
that sounds like me back in the day.
I
just
do
going
20 minutes in the swimming pool, so I'm.
How many kebabs do you have after it?
I don't know. That's...
Only once we've had a McDonald's breakfast on the way home, which I think is quite.
We did
good.
Go to the gym that day.
Oh no! So we skipped the gym and had a McDonald's breakfast instead.
Even more sensible.
Yeah. At least then it wasn't a waste of a trip to the gym.
Exactly.
But yeah, we've been pretty good with it. We're proper little athletes now. You won't recognise us next time you see us because of our athleticism.
Oh, you will.
Part of the fact I can't get out of the pool without the without the steps because, as previously mentioned, just kind of get stuck on my front, slithering.
Well, I'm
can't
very
even get
small,
to my knees.
So I have I to get to, go Kev swimming. To push me up, don't I, Kevin?
Yeah, I can lift Anna out of the pool, and because she actually has working limbs, she can then get. Yeah, but you could. You managed. I pushed you out of the pool. You're too short to climb out, so I had to lift you out of the pool.
That's true.
Once you got to the side, you were able to get to your own feet. Whereas I can get myself out of the pool, but can't move from the lying down position I'm then in at the side of the pool. I'm just lying face down next
Couldn't
to the
Anna
pool.
Lift you up, like put her hands out, you stand on her hand and climb out like it's a step.
No, because I'd just pull her over. So, yeah, I just had to kind of slither forward like a snake to find something to pull myself up on.
You just roll off to the changing room, just like...
No, I literally slithered like a snake to get to a chair that was at the side of the pool.
Slithered. Just flopping like a
Why
fish.
Are they
Am
laughing?
I lying or did I slither like
Why
a snake?
Why are they laughing?
I know.
It's so mean.
I haven't been swimming in about 3 years, and I'm thinking, I wonder how good I'd be at it now. I'm on these pills that are making me madly, not athletic, that's the wrong word, just able to, just not bothered about doing things. I'm much more active, so I'm thinking maybe I'd be like a shark in water, just, you know, upsetting all the old people. I might have to come to this gym while you're not there one day and just mess up the place, cause some trouble.
You also get free coffee on the way out, which I do enjoy as well. But you don't get that at the Muscle Man Health gym.
No, it'd
down
be like
the road.
Protein coffee or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd go there, get my free coffee, sit in my usual chair and wait for Anna. There was someone in my usual chair the other day. It almost ruined my day. I had to go and sit on a sofa.
I told you should have flipped the chair.
Yeah.
What I was, if I had enough testicles, I would have just kind of sat opposite them and sat down and just started chatting to them. But I worry that old people would find that adorable and would like it. If it was someone else my age, I'd be like, yeah, this is fine. They'll hate this. They'll never make this mistake again. But a little old lady's probably going to love having some handsome young company like me while Anna's on her way out.
See, if you'd have told them where to go the other week, they wouldn't have been there by this point. They'd have all moved on and you'd have been sorted. Maybe.
They're all really rude when they order their drinks as well.
Oh,
rude.
Yeah, they're all rude. I mean, all the ones who bother going out in public are awful. They're just so rude.
Perhaps that's the key to living till you're really, really old.
Maybe.
So really rude and horrible.
Maybe. I think I'm probably in a good place for it then. I'm
yeah,
sure
you're going to live until you're 100.
This is the secret. We've cracked it. But yeah, I just feel like if you'd have put your foot down, they wouldn't go out of business straight away. They'd dwindle out of business by like trying.
I don't want them to dwindle. They're the one with a pool. There's only one where we live that has a pool. That's why we chose this one.
Yeah, but Kev, when they go bankrupt and you swoop in and buy the building for £1, and then just keep it running as your own personal swimming pool.
It's a good point. They do have an esports arena as part of the same building. We could hold MGPX there.
Yeah, that's what they've got going on at the end of Feb, apparently.
Nice.
Never played a long game. We keep establishing this, Kev. You've got to think ahead. Run them out of business, then buy them cheap.
Maybe I will. First thing I'll do is ban old people. No one 5 years or more older than me allowed in.
I keep thinking about demanding they stop driving the road between my house and my parents' house, although that would ban my parents from driving that road because they're old. But every time I try and visit my parents, it's a 60-mile-an-hour road and they all do 45 on it. And, oh, it just ruins me. And I said to my wife, I've never been down that road. I mean, I need to check that it's actually a 60 now that I think about it, because every time I go down that road, they're doing 45 and it kills me.
Well, 45's not a speed limit anywhere, so they're wrong one way or the other. They're either speeding or not going fast enough.
Yeah, they're all going five. Yeah, well, they're all going five over the speed limit because there's this bald idiot behind them raging at them, and they're scared. Whereas I'm thinking they're not doing 60. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, I don't know how I would look it up now. But next time I drive it, I'll double check. And if I do a little tweet going, I was wrong about the speed limit, listeners will know what I mean. But every time I'm like, they shouldn't be on the road if they can't drive the speed limit. It shouldn't be allowed. There's a speed limit for a reason. You're supposed to drive at that. You're not supposed to go below it. That's the rule. Get to
ever,
it.
Even if it's a roundabout, which
exactly.
I learned.
Exactly.
Yes,
I showed
when
you.
Drove me
I drove
to the
hospital.
Yeah, good Lord, that was horrible. Sheepdog drives his car like he's playing Mario Kart. Just maximum speed at all times.
Very good segue there, Kevin, to talking about games. I've been playing Mario Kart religiously this week. It has consumed my life. And you're correct. I don't break because you're not supposed to break. I am going to carry on with this, by the way. I started streaming Mario Kart on Sunday as an idea because I fancied playing it because I've been playing it with some friends. And then everyone jumped in and we had a great old time. You raided me like an absolute legend. And then a load of your people joined in and just kept the party going. And that was lovely jubbly. And then I played it Monday, Tuesday. People were talking about doing time trials on, I think it was Koopa City. I think it's called Neo Bowser City in every other country but England. And here it's called Koopa City, which is a terrible name. But somebody was trying to get below 2 minutes on that. And I started up. Tried to do it thinking, well, I wonder how far off I'll be. Probably not that far. And I did it in like 2:40. I was like, okay, I'm nearly a full minute over. So I become a bit obsessed and spending a lot of time on it. And I'm now down to 2:08. And I've managed to shave 32 seconds off my time by learning to drift properly, learning to do the speed boost when you jump, learning to get the coins, you know, understanding the track better. I don't roll off it anymore. And when I was playing on Sunday against other people, I was kind of average. I'd kind of go between sort of higher ranks and lower ranks depending on how much I was talking or where I was. If I looked at the chat, I'd go off the road and everything. When we played Wednesday, I invited some of the friends who were doing the time trials, which was great fun, but also probably a bit of a boo-boo on my part for everybody in the chat who'd enjoyed the quite equal battle we had, because three of the people in there were absolute pros. And they were so far ahead of us that I came 12th like every race. I mean, there's no excuse for me to come 12th every race, but I was coming so far behind everybody else. It was ridiculous. So then after my practicing and time trials, I did some racing with them last night. And suddenly I was like in the top four with them, keeping up. You know, I was actually driving behind them for most of the race. I could see them. I was involved in the fighting. Occasionally I got ahead of them. And yeah, my skills in Mario Kart have grown massively in the past week. And I'm loving it. My family are loving it. The kids have been off school. They've been obsessed with it. Like, you know, Ollie wants to have family game night every night. Ben spends all day every day demanding to play it. And I keep telling him to wait because I'm at work. I'm at work, they're off. He doesn't seem to understand the concept that I'm not home because I'm here working. It's confusing to him, but he was just on and on. So they've all got good at it. He's gone from finishing last every race to suddenly he's like top six every time. And as a five-year-old, I'm quite impressed with that because when I was seven, I was finishing eighth every time, like, and it was only eight races and I couldn't do it. So he has become really good. The DLC tracks and all that on there have been really cool. They've added in like London, Berlin, Tokyo, and another city. I can't remember. Yeah, it's very, very cool. I feel like loads of people I know have jumped on the bandwagon with this lately, and I bet you've not played it in a long time, have you, the three of you?
No reason to. It's old.
Yeah, we don't play it anymore.
It's been very, very jazzed up, and it's worth a look.
It still Mario driving go-karts around the same old tracks? Because if it is, I have played this.
Well, they've added in six cups and some karts, and I think the next update's going to add in another three cups, maybe two cups, and Birdo and other bits and bobs like that. So yeah, it's impressive. We were trying to guess why they've randomly done this so many years afterwards. I said, I imagine some apprentice has gone, can I have a crack at Mario Kart and just see if I can make some money out of it? And they've had a good little plan with it, because it's very weird that they've just randomly started updating this game rather than just making the next game, innit? It's like, I don't know, it worked on me. I'm hyped for it, and my family have been loving it. Because Ben kept going on and on at me to play Mario Kart, and I kept telling him I was busy and couldn't, I put him on Smash Bros. I can't even remember why. I think he just saw it and wanted to go on it. So he's been hammering that all week, which means I've then been having to play it in all my lunch breaks. And every time I finish work, I have to go in and play it. And that I am not good at all. I cannot play it. I don't know where all my skills in Smash Bros. Have gone. That's just chaos. That's just a mess. So if Nintendo want to do some updates to that, I know they've been updating that for the entire life of it, and I think they've only just stopped. But if they ever want to resurrect that, I'll have to try and practice that again. But it's been a real switch week for me this week. I did also take part in a Pokemon tournament. I was in the quarterfinals of a Pokemon tournament, and I spent far too long preparing my team, getting all the right items, making sure the moves were right, making sure that they all had like physical moves if they were high physical attack, and EV training them and hyper training them and all this nonsense, all this nerd stuff that I have no real knowledge of normally. And I'd spent a lot of time learning it. And then I went into the first round of the quarterfinals, and one of their Pokemon killed like four of mine straight off the bat. I managed to turn it around. And I think I by the time I lost, they had like one and a half Pokemon, so two Pokemon left. Next round, I tried to mix it up a bit, and I think they still ended up beating me with two left. But I think it was a lot closer at that point. It was like I missed a move that should have hit, and that was it. But I spent far too much time trying to be good at that and failing. It's just like, okay. But yeah, I've been hammering the Switch competitively this week. I feel like I've become a time trial addict on Mario Kart. I've become a competitive Pokemon game player, and I suck at Smash Bros, but I've been playing that with my little one, and I'm loving the Switch. It's been great.
The Switch is a wonderful console. All I've done, aside from Football Manager this week, is a little bit more Fire Emblem Engage, which I am slowly but surely plodding through. I am very much enjoying it. I'm just crazy busy at the moment. What with trying to get caught up from missed time from when I was poorly sick and lost a little bit of time. Missed a day's video, and just me and Anna have been crazy charging around here, there and everywhere all week, and it's just been very, very busy. I think I've probably done maybe 2 hours of actual recreational gaming all week long. So yeah, Fire Emblem Engage is still good, but I have nothing new to say about it because I've been really, really, really busy.
And poorly, you've been falling apart. But
I finally managed to get back to streaming this week thanks to seawater and lots of medication.
Seawater, as in you're drinking the water from the sea?
No, as in I've got a little seawater nasal spray, which before I stream, I flush my nostrils out with, like basically pour seawater up my nostrils to completely clear them out and let it drip out the other side, then blow my nose, and it clears all of the nasty mucus bits out that drip on the back of the throat and makes you cough. And that seems to do a decent job. Plus, I pop one of Anna's Cocodamols, which is a cough suppressant, which is obviously a great idea, but it does work. Because we noticed that me, Anna, and Andy have all been ill with the same thing. Me and Anna are coughing constantly. Anna, who takes Cocodamol every day for her pain management, hasn't had a cough at all. And we looked into the side effects, and apparently Cocodamol is a massive cough suppressant. So I'm not like popping pills like they're Smarties, but I do have a sneaky little one before I stream just to keep it at bay. for the 3 hours that I'm streaming, and it does do the job. It suppresses the cough, that and the nose treatments. I'm actually making it through a few streams this week now.
It's gonna go from I can't stream without one to like I can't podcast without one. I can't sit through a cinema film without one.
Point. I've not had one tonight, and we've done two podcasts back to back now. And I've been okay with talking, so maybe my drug-fueled stream days are over, because it seems like I'm over the worst of the cough now, which is a shame. I'll miss those days.
You're still reaching for the bottle, aren't you? Just in case. Just in case. I'll have one now, just in case. speaking of being an addict, I also... So while we were away, I bored you with the fact that I'm after like a year of not leveling up in Pokemon Go, I leveled up. And I set myself this daily target.
Oh, is that
target.
One of the really interesting things you were talking about? Oh,
yeah, it's
okay.
One of the many really interesting topics I highlighted to you at one point along the way. I was on the cusp of leveling up, and so I spent some time while we were driving trying to do that, and then I did it before we arrived in Swansea. Now, I've been trying to do 100,000 XP per day, thinking that that will get me to the next level. I've got to get 21 million XP. And so far, I mean, I'm looking at it now thinking there's only 2 hours left of the day and I'm 34,000 left. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I've been keeping the run going and it has become a bit of a weird obsession for me now. And it's like a couple of times I've got to like just nearly at midnight and I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do? Like I'm nine away and I'm like, I could go out, I could figure it out. And then I've managed to cobble it together. But I'm sat here now thinking, how am I going to get those 34 in? That's keeping me entertained as a little side thing. But yeah, again, just hammering all the Nintendo stuff this week. It's been glorious. So I think it's you and me done, isn't it? You could probably slap an ad in and move on to
who the hell do you think you are to tell Pab to put an Pab?
Sorry,
put
what?
An advert in here. Put an advert in here. Sheepdog is absolutely taking liberties, but I feel like this is a good spot for an advert. Oh my word, I'm still not over the audacity of Sheepdog to just decide when an advert goes. I know,
I sincerely
this is
apologize.
Absurd. Oh, my word.
Drunk on power and lager.
Anna, you've not really played anything this week, have you?
No. Not at all. Don't have children.
No.
No, just don't have children, because when they
decide, them.
When they decide to move out, it's heartbreaking. You don't know what to do with yourself. It's awful.
I'm quite looking forward to it, and I'm pretty sure Kev enjoyed it as well.
I don't.
No, we had a nice Nando's.
A nice parent.
Only because we had to go for, I had to go for an MRI on both knees.
They do give Nando's out at the MRI machine
they
these
do.
Days.
Oh,
being a vegetarian
that...
sucks. I have to be like, please, no.
They do.
Just
they do
without
a
the
lot
Nando's.
Of,
and like, no,
yeah, they do
up.
Vegetarian Nando's these
they
days.
Do, a lot.
Do they really?
Yes, they do.
Okay, boomer. Goodness me, of course they do.
Well, I've not been in a bloody... I ain't going near a Nando's. I hate the whole cheeky Nando's thing, but if they do vegetarian, I might be on board.
They do vegetarian,
yes. Lots of vegetarian.
You two are responsible for, like, updating me with this information. You know,
we
next
just
time we
did.
Tell me, like, yeah, but, you know, there are plenty of other places out there you haven't alerted me to, I imagine.
Where do you want to know? And I'll tell you if they do vegetarian stuff.
I mean, I tend to avoid everywhere. Do KFC do vegetarian?
Yes, of course they do.
Yeah.
What
everywhere
could they
does.
Possibly sell?
McDonald's
fake
do?
Chicken. They do, like, fake chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Everywhere does now.
Yep.
Interesting. I need to be more vocal about that, because McDonald's, I know, obviously, they're very vocal about
it. I mean, do you
it.
Pay attention during Veganuary to everyone's adverts everywhere? Do you listen to a radio or watch a TV?
No,
or
I don't
go
listen
on
to
internet?
Radios or watch TVs.
I mean, they're all very vocal about the fact they do their Veganuary stuff. Mm.
I have no, honest, I'm not going to level with you. I've never heard of Veganuary.
Oh,
what
Jesus.
Is that?
What?
Oh, my word.
Well, I mean, is it going to be on any of the things I eat as somebody who doesn't eat meat? Is it going to be... Oh, I don't watch TV.
I don't know. Do you eat the radio? Do you eat the TV? Do you
eat
Twitter?
I don't watch TV.
It's on all of those things.
I probably have the word vegan muted on Twitter, because I don't know if you've ever met vegans, but they talk about it a bit too much. I have lots of words muted on Twitter of things. I have Tottenham Hotspur blocked on Twitter. I don't... My Twitter's very curated. It needs to be better curated. It's definitely slipped in recent times. But I probably have the word vegan blocked. So, yeah,
imagine how much of a mess his tweets would be if he didn't have stuff blocked, because it's just constant social justice warrior arguing as it is. Goodness me.
Yeah, this is why I need to clean it. This is exactly why I need to clean it. I've obviously followed people who share social justice warrior stuff. I need to nip that in the bud. We'll get on top of that. I'll spend some time over the weekend fixing that. But, yeah, I don't know what Veganuary is. No idea.
Wow. It's basically going vegan for a month in January. I mean, you could have probably sounded it out from the syllables involved.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe. But what does that mean for, like, places? What, do they just go out cam shop here because we're...
Well, no, everywhere then has, like, Veganuary specials on. So Wagamama had a Veganuary fish and chips special thing.
Well, they always have a vegan menu anyway.
Yeah, but they do extra stuff for Veganuary. And so do KFC, so do McDonald's. Everyone brings in their special menus every January. The vegan sausage roll at Greg's was launched in Veganuary a few years ago. It was a Veganuary gimmick that everyone loved, so they kept it.
So why doesn't everyone keep the other stuff? I mean,
well, they
I
do now.
That.
Most of it is now all year round. But if you go back 2 or 3 years, you'd only be able to get, like, the veggie dippers at McDonald's in Veganuary. Whereas now it's all year round.
But again, that
would have only have been a Veganuary special a few years ago, and now it's around all the time.
All of McDonald's other dipping lumpy stuff is just weird. But
the veggie dippers are really good. I like the veggie dippers.
I'll take your word for it. I'll try them at some point soon. But wasn't Anna talking about games? Or
I haven't played anything because children. Because they move out and they suck all the life out of you, and you don't want to do anything. You're trying to sit in the dark.
I know this is really sad, but it's making me feel really like, ooh. Okay.
But the thing is, from a child, all I did was look after children because I looked after my brothers and sister, and that's all I did. And then I left them for like a year, and then had my own child, and I've looked after them for 19 years.
That's a big change now.
And now, what do I do with myself?
You come to Switzerland with me in a few weeks.
They suck all of the life because what do I do? Who the hell am I?
You come on adventures
without
with Kev.
The child. No, I don't know what to do, so I just sit and.
Are there any games coming out next week you could.
There's
fill your
one
boots
on
with?
Its way. Let me find a synopsis because I forgot what it is called.
It's called Anna's New Game that she wants to play, I think, is the yes. official name of it.
Have you finished that one that I don't like?
Which one?
Oh, wow. I mean, that could be anyone.
That one. No, I've not touched
was
the game.
Was it a bag of... Like I said,
no, I just haven't...
Wow.
You can't swear.
I'm not editing this, though, Sheepdog. What? You're going to have to do that yourself.
Yeah. That wasn't a swear word.
Of course that's a swear word.
Of course it is.
You are a hideous monster.
No, I just... I just explained why I've not played any games. I don't know who I am, and I just don't want to play games. That it's nothing to do with the games I've got. I just sit here.
What we need is everyone to suggest hobbies for Anna or things for Anna to do. Anna needs things, don't you?
I need fixing first.
Anna needs to find out who Anna is.
Yes, I'm kind of having an identity crisis because all I've known all my life is to be a carer to my brothers.
I mean, I'm pretty high maintenance.
I was going to say, Kev's ridiculously incapable.
Guess what? He can look after his... He only needs me at certain times of the year. Every other day, I'll see occasionally walk past up the stairs.
Yeah, you still have to make sure I'm drinking water and going to the toilet and things. So yeah,
and you moan at me when I tell you to
care.
Do this. Shout at me.
I'm always going to moan, but I absolutely need it. Because I haven't drunk any water today. You were right.
Wow.
What? I got you a bottle of water.
I've drunk that and I've finished that an hour ago and I'm
tell
still really
what, Anna,
thirsty.
If you want to start messaging me to remind me to eat, I had breakfast at 10 to 8 this morning, and then at 5 o'clock when Mrs. Sheepdog came home, I was like, I haven't eaten all day and I am dying. So I could really do if you just messaged me.
That's
too
silly.
I don't feel the urge. My tablets removed my appetite and I already didn't keep on top of it anyway because I'm broken. So
that doesn't matter. You have to eat. You'll die.
Oh, no, I know. I don't. I have an alarm to remind me to drink. I have a person who reminds me to
reserves.
Drink.
I think you'll be all right for now.
But I don't have a person to remind me to eat. So if you want to take on that mantle, that'll keep you busy.
What is wrong with you people?
I mean, there's many documents from many doctors. Yeah, we can provide you with all that information if you need it.
If you just want to message a normal person, you can just message me, Anna.
And he'll find one for you. He'll seek one out. I do apologise, by the way. I did Google, is that word a swear word? And apparently it is. So,
yeah, we all know that. That is not news to anybody.
I swear on my life, I thought that was the polite way of saying the word that sounds like it.
Oh my.
I've said that in as a student,
in polite company,
as a teacher,
in Harrods,
in front of I've said all sorts in front of vicars, but I wouldn't be surprised if I've said that in important life moments and speeches and all sorts. I am absolutely flabbergasted that that's a swear word.
I've got a thing now about the game that I'm gonna purchase.
Oh, yeah, go on.
That's been purchased. So it's called, hold on, got to work to the top, Atomic Heart. This comes out on the 21st of Feb. It comes out on Game Pass and PlayStation.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Yeah.
So why are we buying it?
Because I don't like playing games on the Xbox. I prefer PlayStation.
She likes to have an inferior controller.
No. I like games that are physical, that I can smell. No, I don't care what anyone says, or you laugh at me.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm
laughing at the mood of it, because I know what you mean. I'm laughing
people
at the fact
like
that,
to smell new cars. I like to smell new games.
Can they not make a spray for that?
I wish they would. I think it's just paper and ink, but I like it. I open it and I take the biggest sniff. I put it to my face. The product is on my face, and then I sniff it. And
why don't you make a job in a disc factory? And you could just sit there sniffing the product as it goes out.
Because
I've
never come home.
Let's get you a little bed.
I would never leave. I
just visit you.
just the smell. Oh, it just, oh, I love it. It's so.
I mean,
good.
I want to know what this smell is actually, in case you're hooked to some drug.
it's absolutely glue and paint.
But it smells so good. It's the new game. The new game smell. People love new cars and like that smell. I like new game smell. I like having it in my hand. I like to stick it to my face and then take a big inhale, maybe two, because sometimes it lingers. That, but you'll never get it again after you've opened it that first time. You get one or two sniffs and then it's kind of gone. So you have to get it while you can because it evaporates.
there's like entire Reddit threads about this. Someone says they think it might be a weird thing that they've got and everyone's like, no, that's definitely a thing.
Yep, I do it because it's the best. But so Atomic Heart is... This is like the thing it's got. It says, in a mad and sublime utopian world, take part in explosive encounters, adapt your fighting style with each opponent, use your environment, and upgrade your equipment to fulfill your mission, right? So basically, what I can gather is that you live in a world with robots. They are your friends, you live with them, and they are your like kind of servants, I think. But they go a bit, they don't want to anymore, I think, and they go a bit weird. And you get a glove that you put on your hand, I think it's the left hand, that has powers. And I'm looking at man with power with electric coming out of his hand, and I am getting very much Bioshock
yeah.
vibes from it.
I was gonna ask
sound
that.
The Bioshock yeah. alarm.
Yes, I'm getting that from it. So, yeah, I saw it. I went, yes, I like that. Let's see what it's on. Oh, it's on PlayStation. Buy it on PlayStation or play it on Game Pass. So, whichever you've got. But it's out on the Tuesday. I find Tuesday a very weird time to have a game out, but it's out.
That's American launch day, isn't it? Tuesday. It always has been.
I guess so. You can pre-install it on Game Pass. It's $59. There's a gold edition. God, there's a premium edition, which is like £100. So yeah, they've got this coming out on Tuesday. It looks... It's got the, like I said, it's very much got like the Bioshock vibe going. Like looking at the pictures, I'm like, very there with the, like I've watched like one video and I'm thinking, why is this like place in the sky? I'm like, that's like Bioshock Infinite, like very vibey with that. But that's not a bad thing because we've missed Bioshock for many, many years now. Like I don't remember when Infinite came out. But it's been a few years. Yeah. So we're like, 10 years without a Bioshock game? Come on, we need something to fill that void. And this is coming out, but let's see if the child... Well, it's not his fault, but I need to just not feel guilty about playing games while he's out somewhere. Like, I know he's fine, but I don't know. It's just annoying. But yeah, don't have kids or don't let them leave home. Let them stay because it's soul destroying. Like, I was like, oh, yes, you like at dinner time, I was like, oh, you're my baby. I was like, no, baby. I'm like, excuse me. Yes, you are. So yeah, he's breaking my heart without even knowing it. So don't have children. Just have a single life or never make them leave. But that's it. That's all I've got for you because... Actually, I have been playing Watch Golf, if I am honest,
there
right?
There she is.
You've been playing what, sorry?
Watch Golf, What the Golf.
Oh, yeah.
On my phone.
What the Golf.
What the Golf. It is a weird game. So it's a golf game, obviously. And, like, the first, like, level, you're playing golf. And then you're playing again, and the golf club is the ball. And as you go through it, there's like a balloon that becomes the ball, or you're sending like 100 golf clubs across to get to the hole. Like you never know what's going to happen until you get in to the level. And like I've been playing it, that's on love. Like one, but there was one where I had to beat a penguin, and like this one really, it's been grating me for a week now. I've not been able to get past this penguin. I've done it now, but I like you can't. I've got to get like crown in like every level to progress into like level 10 or whatever I'm doing. But yeah, it's on Apple Arcade. I just like download it, and yeah, it's a golf game. But you never quite know what your, what is it called? Your putter? You never know what you got to get to the hole, basically. One point, the hole that was at the hole had to get a bigger hole to get to the hole. You see, it's I said too many words there. See, there was one where there was a ball. The ball just stayed there, but it was attached to a remote control car. And that's very weird, having like you had to move this car around, but it's very, very strange. But if you've got an Apple Arcade and you like just have it on there and don't use it, get What the Golf. It doesn't take up much space. It's a time waster on the toilet. There's three levels to like, so each like, because you have to like go to each hole, and each hole in like your big open world has three different challenges. Like one of them, you have to knock over the cats. There's cats in it. You've got to knock over cats with the ball. Why not? Or the cat needs to go and knock over all the trees. It's very strange, but What the Golf. Go and have a look if you've got Apple Arcade, because I'm sure people have got it and just forget to. I only have it because I forgot to cancel Apple Arcade, because I got like 3 free months and didn't cancel it. But yeah, that is it. And now I'm going to quiet. Pab.
Splendid.
Me, sorry.
Yes.
That's you, Pabby.
Right. Well, what do you want first? Do we want to pique Kev's interest? Or
yes, pique my interest. Bet you can't.
It's never my interest, is it, Pabby?
No. No one cares what you're interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I have. I've been playing Fire Emblem.
Yeah, Pabby, Pabby, Pabby.
What is that, Kevin?
I've been playing Fire Emblem on the 3DS.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Wow.
I've been playing Fire Emblem Awakening, which is the game that everyone says is the best Fire Emblem. And I don't even know what triggered me to do this. I think it was just because I found my 3DS the other day. And I thought, I think I'd been hearing someone on a podcast just, you know, talking about the Fire Emblem Engage and saying how much it likens it to Fire Emblem Awakening. And I thought, I definitely bought that when it came out, because everyone raved about it the year it came out. And I bought it and never played it, because that's what I do. I just buy the games and look at them on the screen and go, yep, that's a game, and just move on. So I've played about, 90 minutes? I think I'm in chapter 3. Because I've been playing it when I go to bed. I don't know what it is about a 3DS. It doesn't seem like a hassle to have. Because I feel all good intentions. If I had a Steam Deck, I have a Switch, and I think that'd be great if I'm just in bed, I can play that. But then I don't know what it is. I just get, it's awkward sometimes. I don't know why. I find it awkward.
So your puny little arms can't lift the big heavy screen up.
Yes. But I've been playing the 3DS this week, and it's been fine. There's no fear of that, of me falling asleep and that smacking me in the face.
Well, yeah, if it hits you in the face, it's not going to hurt, is it? Because it's so small and light.
So dinky. And, it turns out Fire Emblems are quite good. I always suspected that, like I say, when I bought Three Houses last year and made you aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, I have been telling you for some time.
Yes,
quite
you have.
Good.
Yes, definitely. But yeah, it's good. It's got all your characters in there that you like. Your Marth and your Crom and your whoever else. I don't remember anyone else's name right now. But it's intriguing. It's very. Obviously, it's a 3DS game, so you've got to set your expectations accordingly. It's not going to look as pretty and what have you, but cutscenes are all animated, all voiced, which I like. The reading hasn't been an issue for me. I feel like sometimes I get bored of reading and I start skipping stuff. I don't want to do that in this game. I'm kind of intrigued as to what's going on in the story. And it helps me go to sleep. It helps me fall asleep rereading. So, I've only played about 90 minutes, but I've played it every night this week. Just playing like a little section or a chapter at a time. It's like every now and again, it just prompts me to save. And I go, okay, great, that seems like a good time to stop. Then I can save here and I can carry on again tomorrow night. So yeah, I'm having a bit of 3DS renaissance. I saw I've got Bravely Default on there. Didn't know I owned Bravely Default.
I know Anna had that way back when.
I
don't know if it still exists in our house anywhere.
Probably
yeah,
not.
I saw that and I was like, oh, Bravely Default. I do vaguely remember the hype around Bravely Default and me ended up buying it. I think it was when I vaguely remember it like it was so popular it wasn't in stock anywhere in shops or anything like that. And I just was like, sod it, I'm just going to buy it on the eShop then. I think that's about as far as I got. I was like, I got it. It downloaded and then I just never went back to it. Fire Emblem is good. It turns out Awakening is pretty good. I didn't play the classic mode or whatever it is. That classic mode that they do, Kev, where you lose
people.
Yeah,
where the characters permanently die.
Yeah, I bottled it.
I am messing around with that. Yeah, no, I'm terrified of that happening.
No. I am just absolutely, nope, that you're not, I'm not losing people. No chance.
The amount I kill them as well, I'd end up with nobody left.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. I've only just started chapter 3, but I'm getting to grips with the system. It's just introduced the triangle, like you mentioned last week, I think maybe the Pokemon triangle, as it were, where
the rock paper scissors
swords beat axe beat lance beat swords or something like that.
There's certainly something on those lines. I don't remember which way around it is.
Something like that. I remember it showed at me, and I was like, "Do I need to take a picture of this so I can remember this in future?" Because it didn't show me again for the rest of that thing. I was like, "I don't remember what it is." It's something like that. And I was like, "Wait, I'm casting magic. What does that mean? Where do I stand in this?" And it's like, "Oh, I think I'm just in the middle somewhere. I just do damage to everyone." But yeah, Fire Emblem is good. I don't know what I'm going to come back with next week. I might have a different game on my 3DS next week, but as it stands, I plan to play more Fire Emblem. And the bulk of my week, I caved, and I've played over 12 hours of Hogwarts Legacy. I've played a lot of it.
I didn't notice you had this on Steam. I was like, Pabby hasn't talked about this.
That's
what's this little rascal
caved
up to
last weekend? Because like last Saturday, I went into my Discord chat and like 5 out of 6 people in there were all playing it simultaneously and just talking about it. I was like, ugh. And then I was watching someone streaming it at the same time as them all chatting about it. And I was like, right. Okay, fine. Turns out it's quite good. It's quite good, you know.
Am I going to have to get this? Because this is and Anna now who've said it's good. Am I going to like it?
Do you like the Potterverse?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't really like computer games.
So, maybe you just want to watch
am I
going to
like
play
this? Yeah, maybe.
I think you definitely need to look at some videos of it first. Just to see what's going on. I mean, initially, I started up the game and I was in Discord. And everyone was like, "Right, have you done the sorting thing and whatever? You done the thing on the website?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "That thing at the start, it tells you to go to a website and link your account." I was like, "No, I just skipped it." And he went, "No, do it all. It's worth it." I was like, "Right, okay, start again." I mean, I was literally 5 minutes into it. Well, I did spend 20 minutes on the character creator, as you do. Tried to do all that again, but I knew my presets anyway, so it wasn't too bad. But I did all my thing. I got sorted. I got my Patronus or whatever it is, and I don't even know what a Patronus is. I've not even heard of a Patronus in the game yet. But apparently,
Patronus is how you get rid of the baddie thing.
You get Revealo, your first one, so you can see what's around. Patronus comes, it arrives.
Is it the Death Eaters? Is that what Patronus scares off?
A Patronus is your animal, your spirit animal or something like that.
It's the thing that comes out of your wand to scare away the Death Eaters, I'm sure it is.
No, that's Inspecto Patronum.
Yeah, which is how you summon a Patronus, for goodness sake.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. A Patronus, it looks like a spirit animal. Because they have to ask a series of questions on this website, on this Harry Potter website, and it gives me an animal. It gave me a Rottweiler.
Dementors, not Death Eaters. I knew what I meant. I've looked it up now. Yeah, it's the thing that you summon to get rid of the Dementors.
I've got a Rottweiler. And everyone else was like kind of shocked and stunned at like, why have you got... Because they've like got, I've got a cat, I've got a phoenix, I've got a dog, I've got like a Rottweiler.
I want a giraffe. How do I do this?
I don't
quiz?
Know. It's on whatever it is. If you search Pottermore, it'll just take you to that website. It's not called Pottermore anymore, but if you search it, it'll take you there. I did all that. Which house do you think I would be in?
Slytherin.
Hufflepuff.
So, when I did it years ago, I did it probably 10 plus years ago when it was all the thing that you were doing. You go into your house and I was Ravenclaw. And I assumed I would just be doing it again. Nope. I'm Slytherin now.
Yay! Yeah. You with me?
Of course you are.
Yeah, because I'm a...
Because you're evil.
Yes. But yeah, I'm a Slytherin now. And I was just like, right, okay, fine. Accept what it says. And you then link your account up to this website and it takes all that data from you. And then the sorting app does its thing and whatever. And it goes, right, you're in Slytherin. I was like, right, okay, fine, whatever. And then you start playing it, and you so quickly, for me, I'm just immersed in that world immediately.
Yeah.
And you can't help but having it wash over you, and you can't help but just...
Smile.
Yes.
Want to be there.
It feels like the music, the environment, everything. You can't help but just be enraptured by it and liking just wandering about, because all I did initially, I'm doing level 6 quests now. It says required level for these, the main quests and what have you, level 6. I'm level 19. I've done very little quests. All I do is just run around the castle.
Yeah.
Revelio. Just non-stop. There's a dinging somewhere in here. Where is it? Okay. Yep. It's up there. Right, okay. Up the stairs. Oh, I've got lost. I spent half an hour looking for a classroom in the week. I went to a classroom. The one thing I don't like about this game is ear slots.
It's what? Oh God, yeah, I know.
You have. I don't. I want infinite gear. He says, like, you're too full for this. You're too full for this. You can't take this. Yeah. I've got to go sell my stuff.
You can destroy things.
Yeah, that's what I did do. But I was like, I need to go to Hogsmeade and sell me gear.
Yeah, as you go through, you find these Merlin tasks. And yes. I think when you do so many, it opens
up
more.
You upgrade your slots, yes, they do. Yes. I did get one upgrade slot. But I found this classroom, and it had a room, and it had a room at the top somewhere. And I was like, I'd never been here before, and there was a chest. I got the chest, it was like, no. No, 2 minutes. All full. I was like, oh no, right. Fast travel to Hogsmeade. Sell all my stuff. There's no fast travel back to where I was.
No,
there is, but I don't know I don't know where in the castle I'd wandered to. I've just been wandering through these halls, up and down staircases. The amount of staircases.
They move though.
There's some that do move, yes, yeah. So that doesn't help. And then I eventually stumbled back into the same room half an hour later on from a different entrance. I didn't even know the door that I came through was there. I came through at the top. It was the one in the bottom of the classroom. Didn't know it was there. I was like, result, got back to the chest. The chest had bugged and it had already opened and there was nothing in it. I was like,
oh, yeah, that's happened to me.
Yeah, there is a chest bug, I think, at times. And sometimes you open a chest and you fall, and it just kind of opens it and classes it as you've opened it and taken the item. But I didn't. So, but it's not bad. I like... I'll tell you what, Kev would like... Oh, well, I don't know. Kev would find interesting. Based on me and Kev playing Diablo at Dell them years ago and changing our outfits all the time...
I do like to change my outfit.
Every time I get something new, I'm like, into the menu, stop what you're doing.
Yes.
Like, what does this robe look like? Okay. Does this one look all right? Does this one got better stats? Okay, he's got glasses on now. Okay, let's change the glasses.
Do you know you can change them? So if you don't like something,
you can change the appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got some crazy goggles on it, and I've got lizard eyes, and I'm like, I'm not wearing that. I'm not having them. Just make them invisible. I've got... like a top hat on. I'm like, I don't want a top hat. Just make it invisible. Don't need a scarf. I look like.
Oh, some scarves are lovely though. They complement.
But I look like I'm somewhere at Pirates of the Caribbean now. I don't look like I'm from the Harry Potter world. I've sat there going, I don't look like a student at Hogwarts anymore. I've got like a big long trench coat on and like this big like fancy suit
some
on.
Some people like that.
Oh, I've seen I'm wearing it and I like that. It breaks the immersion sometimes when I'm in a classroom full of kids all in the row in the house garb and what have you, and I'm just in a suit and a big trench coat.
It's because you're special.
A top hat. I know. I feel like I should be running the schools. I feel like I could hang out at Hogsmeade and just fit in.
Yeah,
I wouldn't look like a student. But yeah, I like running around the. Like I say, I've done very little quests. I just like going around finding doing the challenges for like finding the pages of the book is very good. I like doing that. I like finding the butterflies from the page from the pictures on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for a long time. I've then found the keys. The keys are great.
Yeah.
I must.
Have
go
you
back
done
and
any
have...
of the doors that have got symbols on? Have you done that yet?
The doors that have got symbols. Oh, the math quest.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know. I did. I saw so many of them, and then I stumbled across something in the attic that showed me what I need to do, and I went.
Yeah.
The penny now, dropped, and I was like, "No!" I was like, "Take a picture of that because I need that. I need that guide."
Yeah.
Took a picture of it and then started circling back through the castle and going, "Okay, you."
Yeah, I did the same.
Doing the maths, doing like algebra on the walls. It was I enjoyed that a lot. Like I said, so many different things to do in this game. It's just a map full of icons again. And but I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all because it's just fun. It is just fun, just running around. I've just purchased my first not wand, broom.
Yes.
That's one of the last things I did. I feel like I'm level 19 and I've just got a broom. And I did a time trial on a broom and then I beat somebody. And then I had to travel far, far away, like to do a delivery for someone. Mm-hmm. And they're miles away. And I was like, I didn't realise that there was this much in the... I could travel this. I thought it was basically Hogsmeade and Hogwarts and like a little bit out the front, like where the Forbidden Forest is, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You can
go
for miles. You can go out. You can go out, and then I started running that trek, and I was like, "Oh, I can fly!"
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started flying, and it's really cool. It's really cool. I like flying around, and then you see icons underneath you. Like, okay, stop what I'm doing. I'm going to drop down here, and we'll do this. We'll open. There's a chest down there. I spent a long time today and yesterday going back through because I figured out what them chests wanted me to do to have an eyeball on them.
Yes.
And you get near them and they shut and they don't let you in. I was like, ah.
Yes.
Invisible. Invisible spell. Right, okay. Okay. And like, I think it was yesterday, I got a special room to myself where you can customise it and make... It's like I'm suddenly doing like Fallout 4 things where I'm making a custom room where I can put like lamps and chairs and like different crafting stations and stuff. It's like, how much more of this game is there? Because there's tons. There's just, I feel like I don't, I think possibly because I've, like I say, 12 hours, I feel 8 and 9 had always been me just running around, just exploring a bit and just doing bits and bobs and little tiny side quests here and there and slowly progressing the main quest. So I feel like I can't decide whether I'm 12 hours in and it's only just showing me this, or it would have shown me this at 2 hours if I'd have focused a bit.
I don't know. When I was playing it, I was far too level for what I was doing. It was like level 10, and I'm like level 20. I'm like, oops.
Yep. I want to say it probably would be scaled back a bit, and I would get like say the. I can't remember the name of the room, but there's like a special room, and there's a whole quest for it where you go through like a big old dusty room full of old books and furniture. It's only turned into a big old lavish room where you can customize it and change the colors and put all different things, and you unlock all different things in the world, just like your lamps and your cabinets and your floors and your potion tables and your stands and all these different things you can put in. Customize this room. I've just realized I don't know where that room is. I hope there's a fast travel point to that. Okay, because I was gonna say I remember stumbling across it, basically finding it because of the quest.
Yeah, on the fast travel. Sorry, there's one that says secret room.
Okay, good, because I was just thinking, am I gonna spend an hour trying to figure out how to I'm thinking. I'm sure I remember there was like greenish wallpaper, maybe greenish flooring. And it was a lot of woodwork, so I've got to figure out where it is in the castle. Hogwarts is pretty good. I wasn't really that bothered or interested until, like I say, the review said it was very good and Anna spoke very highly of it, and lots of people have just been all about it.
It's a good game for what it is. It's, you want to be a wizard. And if you want to be a wizard, then purchase this game if you want to, and that's all I'm allowed to say.
Exactly.
I'm currently doing my quiz now. Apparently, I'm a Ravenclaw.
Are you really?
I was a Hufflepuff when I did this years ago, but I'm now a Ravenclaw. Apparently,
well, there you go.
I'm now designing my character and making sure he's got an appropriate amount of beard.
Oh, you do have to. Yeah. That won't make any difference.
I need to know what scarf I'm supposed to be picking. It's all very complicated.
Yeah, there's all sorts.
I don't know what colour Ravenclaw is. I guess it's this yellow one, is it? It's all very complicated. But we will wrap things up there, boys and girls. You are done, aren't you, Pabby, I believe?
Yes, we are done.
Magic. So we'll wrap things up there. If you do want to follow us on the magical internet, you can do that at MG UK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I miss Lelujo.
And out Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Where's Pab? Anna and Pab?
Oh, goodbye. Sorry, I was trying to find the thing. Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks. Bye. Thank you very much.